City Council has formally declared student debt a municipal economic concern, recognizing that provincial student loan policy has direct consequences for the city's workforce, housing market, and long-term fiscal health. The motion comes in response to recent provincial changes to the Ontario Student Assistance Program. In February, the province restructured OSAP, shifting funding from 75% grants to 75% loans, ending the tuition freeze and introducing a 2% annual increase. The shift is expected to increase the average four-year undergraduate's debt by more than $7,000. Councillor Connie Glenn, whose district includes Queen's University, brought the motion forward.
So 3 years ago, I sat down with the students when we were forming the post-secondary working group. And the big question that I asked them was what their big concerns were and what they needed help with. And their answer was simple: food and housing. And I had the same conversations again recently. And now it's food, housing, and how am I going to pay off those loans when I graduate, let alone afford a house and a family? And the shift in 3 years tells us everything we need to know about where we're headed. Students and families who cannot afford to pay for school out of pocket now have to take out loans that are going to have interest on them. And they're being asked to bet their future on debt before they even get started. Kingston is a post-secondary city. Queen's University and St. Lawrence College aren't just institutions. They're economic engines here in Kingston. They're community anchors. And what's happening to the students impacts all of us.
The motion points to growing local pressures, noting that rising student debt is pushing graduates away from smaller cities like Kingston toward higher-paying urban centers. At the same time, Kingston's senior population is growing at more than twice the provincial average, while working-age population has declined, creating an urgent need to retain young workers.
Our numbers are already telling a story we need to take seriously, and that was illustrated in the motion. We've got a senior population that's growing at twice the provincial average, our working-age population shrinking. The federal government workforce in Kingston area is projected to fall by 35% by 2031. Half the jobs in the city are education and healthcare sectors, and they're facing 18% near-term retirement rates, and we've been struggling to keep doctors and get doctors. So we're staring down a workforce crisis. And at the same time, we're making it harder and more expensive for people to train for the jobs that we need filled. So our community pays when a student in debt leaves because they can't afford to stay. We don't just lose a resident. We lose a doctor, a teacher, and yes, a taxpayer. And that loss is very real to us. It shows up in our housing market, our healthcare wait lists, our labor shortages. It shows up every day here.
The motion also directs city staff to bring forward a bylaw to add a post-secondary student representative to the city's Housing and Homelessness Advisory Committee. The motion will be shared with provincial leaders, local MPPs, student organizations, and municipal partners as part of broader advocacy efforts.
So the motion asks for three things that I think are very clear and reasonable: a return to a stronger grant-based model because grants open doors and loans close them; interest-free provincial student loans following the federal government's lead; recognition from this council that post-secondary education is a public good and not a private burden. Municipalities may not control OSAP, but we live with the outcomes in our housing demand, our transit, social service, our economy. Affordability is not just a federal or provincial issue, as we all well know. It lands here first. We're the first to see it. And it lands the hardest here. So this is about fairness. It's about making sure that talents, not income, determines who gets to succeed, who gets to move forward with having that house and that family. Because when students start behind, our entire community is going to end up there.
When it came time to vote, council approved the motion unanimously. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.